招本身就是一个
弟兄姊妹午安。
午安。
Good afternoon, everyone.
Afternoon.
刚才领会的陈弟兄讲到逾越节。
Brother Chin just talked about the Passover.
我想逾越节的事，弟兄姊妹借着圣经出埃及记里面都学习得很清楚。
You all know about Passover from the book of Exodus.
但那跟我们有什么关系呢？
But what's that got to do with us?
所以我们也必须把逾越节这个非常重要的一个预表能够引申在我们的生命当中。
Even we want to know the true meaning of Passover so we can apply it to our life.
与我们今天所要讲的信息非常有关系。
Actually, this is related to what I'm going to share with you today.
如果你有圣经，请你先翻到哥林多前书第五章。
Please turn to your Bible, First Corinthians chapter 5.
这是我刚刚坐在那边听到领会弟兄讲逾越节，神的灵感动我，把这段东西讲给弟兄姊妹听。
I would move to share this verse with you.
第哥林多前书第五章第七节到第八节。
7-8.
翻到以后，我们一起中文、英文一起念好吗？五章林前五章第七节第八节，来，你们既是无效的饼。应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了，所以我们守这节不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。犹太人、以色列人是神的选民。
The Jewish nation is the chosen people of God.
神借着一个家。
God used a family.
这么说吧，神借着一个人。
God used a person.
透过一个家。
Through that family.
透过一个国。
Through that nation.
要把他的旨意一步一步的显明出来。
So that God can reveal His will to us step by step.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说。
That's why God said to Abraham.
你因为信我，我就算你为义。
Because you believe, I count you as righteous.
后来神又说。
Later, God told Abraham.
我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
最后他说，我是以色列的神。
Finally, God also said, I'm the God of Israel.
你知道这一段期间，神带领他们怎么样出埃及，过红海，以至于经过了许久的日子，进到神所应许的迦南美地。
You all know about how God lead them through the Red Sea, out of Egypt to go to the Promised Land.
但是在林前五章第七、第八两节里面
，However, here in the First Corinthians,
有一个很重要的
，There is something very important here.
当年要找一只无残及一岁的羔羊。
They want to find a lamb that is blameless.
把他的血涂在门框和门楣上面。
They want to use his blood on the door frame.
那天晚上，击杀的天使。
That night, the angel of death come.
出来巡逻的时候。
When he come through the land of Egypt.
凡看到门框、门楣上面有血的家庭。
Everywhere that he sees the door on top of the door frame.
这个击杀天使就越过了。
The angel of death passed over that house.
凡是没有血在门框门楣上的。
Wherever there is no blood on the door.
那一家的头身。
The firstborn of that family.
不管是人是牲畜。
Whether you are a man or animal.
全都击杀。
Kill that night.
所以称之为逾越节。
That's why it was known as the Passover.
逾越节每年都要来一次。
Passover is an annual event.
像我们过感恩节一样。
Same as the Thanksgiving.
我们一年365天都不感恩。
我366 day, we don't, we are not Thanksgiving.
就到了十一月的第四个礼拜四。
The fourth Thursday of the year.
我们就去买火鸡。
We get a turkey.
把火鸡烤了。
We roast the turkey.
然后我们就假装感谢。
And we pretend we are so grateful.
我们谁都感谢。
We are grateful to everyone.
很好，我们应该常常彼此互相感谢。
Indeed, we should be very grateful for each other.
但是我们忘记感谢这位真神。
But so often we forgot to thank the eternal God.
再过一个月。
After a month.
就是圣诞节。
Comes Christmas.
人很忙，进进出出买礼物。
We are all busy buying gifts.
买礼物给谁啊？
Give for who?
给亲朋好友。
To all our friends.
而且要交换礼物。
Also, we want to exchange gifts.
我给你一个大的。
I give you a big gift.
你如果给我个小的。
You better not give me a small one.
下一次圣诞节就不请你了。
I won't give you anything next year.
既然大家圣诞节说是耶稣的生辰。
We talk about the birthday of Jesus.
有没有一个礼物是包给耶稣的？
Did anybody give a gift to Jesus?
在这个青绿树下面的礼物有没有一个是给耶稣的？
Any gift under the Christmas tree is for Jesus.
所以神常常一开始在创世纪里面说，
That's why God often says in since the Genesis.
他的心里为人忧伤。
He feels sorrow for man.
甚至在挪亚时代，
Even at the time of Noah.
他说我后悔造人在地上。
God even said I repent that I created man.
牛认识主人。
He said the bull, the cow know its master.
驴子认识主人喂它的草。
The donkey recognized the stable where he was fed.
我的民啊。
But my people.
你们为什么不认识我？
But why don't you recognize me?
为什么不留心我做的事？
Why you do not see what I tell you?
你想想一个父母的心。
You know the heart of a parent.
看到了这样子的孩子们，
When he see such a child,
所以神的心里忧伤。
That's why God called was sorrowful.
求神借着这段圣经告诉我们，
God used this Bible to remind us.
如今我们不再抓一只羊来杀，
We no longer need a lamb to be sacrificed.
乃是耶稣基督已经成了我们逾越节的羔羊。
Because indeed Christ has become the lamb for us in this Passover.
我们纪念逾越节，
As we remember the Passover,
不可以再用旧教。
No longer we use the old East.
旧教就是律法。
The old East refers to the law.
我们要用新的无酵饼。
We want to use the new unleavened bread.
这是耶稣基督圣洁的生命。
The unleavened bread is the holy body of Jesus Christ.
这就是所谓他为我们成了真正逾越节的羔羊。
That indeed he become our lamb for the Passover.
我们再继续翻到希伯来书第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 9.
九章第十一节。希伯来书九章十一节，翻到要一起来念，来，中英文一起念，请。但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界的。十二节。并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血。下面注意，只一次进入圣所，就成了我们永远赎罪的事。Once for all，
一次进入圣所，
耶稣基督的血
，The blood of Jesus Christ，
一次献上
，Once for all。
就成为我们永远得救的事情。
Become an eternal salvation for us.
你看到不同的吗？
Do you see the difference?
不同就在希伯来书第十章再看。
The difference will be can be found in Hebrews chapter 10.
律法是将来美事的影儿，第一节。
The law is only the shadow of the first thing to come.
来念，不是。来，我们从头念。希伯来书十章第一节，律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。懂不懂意思啊？按着旧教，按着律法，每年都要杀一只羊过逾越节。
Every year you need to sacrifice a goat for the Passover.
但是每年一次的逾越节
annual Passover
不能够带我们进入新的里面。
Cannot take us to that new kingdom.
只不过是什么呢？
That is merely
第三节
verse 3.
为什么每年过犹太人为什么每年过逾越节啊？
Why do the Jewish keep the Passover?
就是神叫的这些祭物，叫他们吃无酵饼，叫他们想起自己是个罪人。
God used the Passover to remind them that they are sinners.
如果你每天都认为你是个罪人
，Every day you realize that you are a sinner.
如果你每天都认为你是一个绝望的人
，Every day you come to realize that you there is no hope for you.
而找不到一个救赎的源头。
You cannot find a source for salvation.
一年以后
，After one year，
你就得 depression。
You want to be very depressed.
感谢赞美主。
But we praise God.
他不是叫我们每年去抓一只羊来杀。
He doesn't need us to get a goat to sacrifice.
他自己成为我们逾越节的羔羊。
He himself become the lamb of the Passover.
而且一次献上。成为我们永远的赎罪。
A sacrifice that once for all, for eternal.
弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters,
不要在字里行间里面生活。
Don't no longer live by mere words in the Bible.
耶稣告诉我们出来。
Jesus tell us to come out.
什么叫出埃及
？To leave the Egypt.
出来。
To get out Egypt.
从属肉体的。
From being of the flesh,
进入属灵的
to become of the spirit,
从旧造的
from the old creation,
进入新造的
to become a new creation,
从那个旧教
from the old teaching,
那个恶毒的教
from the evil teaching,
进入真正的无酵饼
or to become the true living bread.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你的话永远不会改变。
Your word is always the same.
你告诉我们，
you tell us,
我们心里也都记住了。
And we remember in our heart.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has passed away. Everything is becoming new.
谢谢主。
Father, we thank you.
我们今天下午在这里的敬拜，
As we worship you this afternoon,
是在新的里面敬拜你。
We worship you in that newness.
不再是写在石板上面的字句，
no longer words in pages,
乃是住在我们里面的圣灵。
But because the Holy Spirit that dwells within us,
圣灵按着心样，
the Spirit according to your will,
圣灵按着主所喜悦的，
according to what is pleasing to you,
带领我们在这里一起敬拜你，
to lead us to worship you,
愿你得着荣耀，
and your name be glorified,
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，
in Jesus' name we pray,
Amen. Amen.再回复一下上次讲的例子。
I want to review the example I gave you last time.
Angela 还是不在。我上次说，爸爸妈妈答应一个孩子，你大学毕业的时候
，When your parents promise you when you graduate from college，
送你一部车
，We'll give you a new car。
结果这个孩子品学兼优。
And this is an excellent student.
大学毕业了。
Graduate with honor.
在毕业典礼的那一天
on the ceremony, graduation ceremony,
爸爸妈妈给孩子一个钥匙
the, mom, the parents present the child with a key to a car.
这就是所应许的礼物
This is a gift promised.
好，我们看以弗所书一章十三节，我们看啊，以弗所书一章第十三节，
一章，
以弗所书第一章十三节，来，我们一起念，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音。也信了基督。好，有没有人有问题的？
Anybody have a question?
既听见真理的道，
You have heard the message of the truth.
就是那叫你们得救的福音。
The gospel of your salvation.
也信了基督。
When you believe.
以上三个都要清清楚楚在这里啊。
You must completely understand these three things.
所以他说，既然信他
When you believe,
就受了所应许的圣灵为印记
you will mark in him with the seal.
By the same token,
同样的，
爸爸妈妈答应他
your parents promise you,
毕业的那一天
on your graduation,
全部毕业了
when you graduate.
就给你一个应许的礼物
He had promised you a gift.
所以拿了一个车子的钥匙给他
so he get your key.
希望他赶快找到事情开车去上班
Hopefully he can get a job and use the car.
当这个孩子拿到钥匙的时候
When the child received the key,
他开过这部车没有啊
Has he driven the car?
说话有没有、
yeah.
他还没有开过车子
He never tried a car yet.
所以今天很多人
That's why many people today,
就拿着这把钥匙
they hold on to this key,
拼命赞美那部车子
they keep praising the car.
赞美几天啊
How many days do they pray?
赞美两天
they praise for two days.
有没有我们就跟自己讲
Keep telling ourselves,
哎呀，我这不知道要用什么再来赞美神啊
I don't know what else can I thank him for.
我们当中有没有这样的弟兄姊妹啊
Any people feel that way?
有，我也是这样子
I was like that before.
证明一件事情
You prove one thing.
你没有把应许的钥匙带到车上面去
You never use the gift that God promised you.
你没有把应许的圣灵带进基督耶稣里去
You did not use the promise of the Holy Spirit in Christ
我们每次都跟自己讲
Very often we tell ourselves
基督住在我里面
Christ dwells within me
有没有
Isn't that right?
好像大家回答一个 question and answer
I want you to respond
基督在哪里啊
Where is Christ?
基督在我里面
He is inside me
但是我们从来没有想到我要到基督耶稣里面去
But neither do we realize that we need to be in Christ
这个礼物在我里面
The gift is given to me within
可是我从来没有进到这个礼物里面去
But I never enter into the gift
直到有一天
Until one day
他拿着钥匙
Then he hold on to the key
把这个车门打开
Open the car door
坐进去 这就是什么这就是圣经告诉我们我们信了主耶稣受了应许的圣灵之后我们就从圣灵受洗归入基督的身体
That means just like what our Bible teaches When we believe and then baptize We enter into Christ
当我们相信了这个钥匙可以开那个门我们就愿意进这个车子
When we realize the key can allow you to enter the car
坐进新车里面第一个闻到的是什么
What is the first thing you smell?
Yeah 就是新车的味道嘛
You smell the smell of the new car
还有里面的颜色
Nice color inside
已经够舒服了对不对
Everything is comfortable
有没有坐在新车里面过
Anybody been in the new car?
哎呀好舒服哦
so nice.
Smells good. Everything, 每一样东西都是新的。
Everything is new.
够不够？
Is that enough?
不够。
Not enough.
因为内部车有440马力。
Because it has 440 horsepower.
你从来没有去试过。
You have never tried.
所以你所讲的、所赞美的内部车都是太低了，一点都够不到位置。
Everything you talk about the car is only in words.
只有你自己知道。
Only you realize.
Daddy, Mommy 没有骗我。
My parents have been honest with you.
只要我把钥匙插进去。
All I need to do is put the key in the ignition.
一转。
真的。
引擎就起来了。
The engine will start.
这个时候我上了档以后，车子就走了。
Once I change the gear, I can start to go.
我有一部420马力的车子。
My car has 420 horsepower.
我朋友问我，
My friend asked me,
过不过瘾啊？
Is that slow enough?
我说，
I told them,
我从来没有用到420。
I never reached that speed.
从来没用过那么多马力。
I never drive that fast.
我们信耶稣也是一样。
In the same way with us.
神的能力充满天下。
God's power is for the whole universe.
我们今天借着所应许的圣灵，
We have the promise of the Holy Spirit.
进入基督的身体，
We enter into the body of Christ.
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible teaches us.
我们要常常被圣灵充满，
We must be continuously filled with the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，不要怕谈圣灵哦。
My brothers and sisters, do not fear about the Holy Spirit.
很多人一讲到圣灵，
Very often when we mention Holy Spirit,
里面会怕。
You are very worried.
因为他认为圣灵充满就是在地上打滚。
Because the impression that we saw with the Holy Spirit is rolling around on the floor.
就是讲方言。
Speaking tongues.
就是一些无法控制的动作。
You do something that you cannot control.
我只能说。
I can only tell you.
如果你坐到那个新车里面。
If you sit inside a new car.
引擎开起来。
Turn on the ignition.
你没有办法控制了。
It is out of control for you.
这边撞墙，那边撞车。
The car is going to run into different things.
你还不够成熟了。
That's because you are an immature person.
或者你是吃药的。
Or maybe you are on drugs.
或者你是喝醉酒的。
Maybe you are drunk.
正常的人。
A normal person.
不会这样子左边右晃。
They will not try a car that way.
正常的基督徒。
A normal Christian.
听得懂圣灵的话。
Hear the Holy Spirit.
圣灵告诉我们，
the Holy Spirit tell us,
神的灵是叫我们安静的。
Holy Spirit is something that gave us peace.
神的灵是住在我们里面，把基督的爱浇灌在我们里面的。
Holy Spirit dwells within us and fills our heart with God's love.
先知的灵，
the spirit of the prophet,
一定顺服先知的话，
must obey the words of the prophet.
同样的。
In the same way,
今天圣灵住在我们里面。
Today, Holy Spirit dwells within us.
圣灵只有顺服神跟基督。
The Holy Spirit obeys only Christ and God.
因为他是神和基督的灵。
Because he is the Spirit of Christ and God.
圣灵只顺服神的话。
The Holy Spirit only obeys the words of God.
因为圣经告诉我们，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because the Bible tells us, my word is the spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
my dear brothers and sisters,
当初保罗在以弗所，
the day when Paul was in Ephesus,
上一次我们讲了两次，是不是都记住了？
We talk about it two times, last time.
再做一次，主耶稣基督在客西马尼园祷告几次？
On the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed how many times?
我们常常讲神的话。
We talk about the words of God.
读神的话。
We read God's word.
一次不够。
Once is not enough.
两次也不够。
Two is not enough.
三次可能都还不够。
Not even three times.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible teaches us.
他的话好像在泥炉里面炼过七次。
His word is like something that to be baked seven times.
纯净光明。
So that is purely shining.
主的话也要到我们这个污秽的心里面六次七次。
Even God's word has come into our heart six, seven times.
把我们里面的心灵洗得干净。
So he can cleanse our inner spirit.
我们在神面前。
So that as we come before God.
才能够像神面前的玻璃海。
we can become like clear glass of sea of glass，
像水晶一样
，like a clear crystal。
神看得见我们，
他看得见，
我们也看得见神。
We can also see him。
这是我们信心的根基。
This is the base of our faith。
所以弟兄姊妹
，my brother and sister，
我再一次翻到《使徒行传》第十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts。
不要烦哦，不要怕烦了。主的话，我们一定要常常的熟读。
We must become familiar with the Bible。
不能够在主的话上像吃傻西米一样，像吃生鱼片一样，你切下来就吃。
Eat it raw。
我们要常常的煮，两边的煮，两边的煎，好叫主的话真实的住在我们里面。好，很快看啊，来十九章。第一节，请姊妹念。
The sister read the first verse。
亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过上边一带地方，就来到以弗所。在那里遇见几个门徒弟兄来
问他们，
就问他们说，
他们信的时候，
你们信的时候
受了
圣灵没有？你看很奇怪哦，我们今天如果有人信耶稣，
If somebody believes today，
我们就晚上煮一顿饭给他吃，对不对？
We have a dinner celebrate，
只要信了就好了。
Good that you believe。
保罗有没有去煮一顿饭给他吃？保罗说，你昨天下午信耶稣的时候，你受圣灵了没有？
When you believe, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brother, sister,
我也在这边靠着主的怜悯，
My God's mercy today,
不但我要问你，
Not only do I ask you,
你自己要问自己哦，
You have to ask yourself,
我信主的时候受圣灵了没有？
When I believe, did I receive the Holy Spirit?
如果没有，
If not,
那你来找我们，或者你找弟兄姊妹一起祷告，让你真实在信心里面知道神有应许一个圣灵。
If you are not, you should come to talk to us so that you can know that God promised you a Holy Spirit.
不然你的一生属灵的路，
Otherwise, in your spiritual journey,
都是 vanity， 都是虚空。
Is vanity.
你就是靠着肉体每个礼拜天在走属灵的路。
every week you're going to depend on your flesh to walk on this spiritual path。
所以当时候这二十个门徒，
That's why these 12 disciples
很诚实的告诉保罗，
They come honestly to Paul。
他不但说没有，
They say no we did not。
他说我连听都没有听过还有圣灵。
We said that we haven't even heard about that。
保罗就教导他们，
And Paul began to teach them，
为他们按手，
He laid his hand on them，
他们就受了圣灵。
And they received the Holy Spirit。
这是以弗所教会建造之初的二十个信徒。
These are the first 20 believers in the church of Ephesus。
后来以弗所变成多大？
You know how big Ephesus church become。
后来在启示录的七封信，第一封信就给以弗所，对不对？
In the book of Revelation, the first letter was to the church of Ephesus。
太重要了。
So、important.
弟兄姊妹，
My brother, sister,
我们要有把握，
We must have assurance,
主的灵住在我里面。
Indeed,
为什么？
Spirit is within me.
为什么？
Why?
看，我们看以弗所书，来。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
有时候准备了半天的讲章啊，一句也没讲到。哎，我常常这样子。准备了半天一个也没讲到，因为上来以前突然有新的话来了。 那我们就照着这个讲。 来，以弗所书二章第一节。 太重要了哦，就看第一节，以弗所书二章一节，我们一起念。你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们 活过来，就这样子。你们死在罪恶过犯之中的时候，他叫你们活过来，这就讲我们啊，我们。我们死在罪恶过犯之中的时候，他叫我们活过来。
We were dead in our transgression, but he made us come alive.
我们哪里有死啊？死了没有啊？
Were we dead?
我们享受最终之乐了。
We were enjoy the sin.
我们的身体没有死在罪恶过犯之中。
Our body was never dead in sin.
反而是享受最终之乐。
We enjoy the sin of the joy of sinning.
那他这里为什么说我们死在罪恶过犯之中？
Why does the Bible say that we are dead in our transgression?
这里的死不是讲到我们肉体的死。
The death here is not referred to the physical death.
我们常常讲，有的人很喜欢打麻将啊。
Some people like to play.
礼拜六、礼拜天都不在家，全部去打麻将。
Every weekend they play all day.
有一天我到一个朋友家。
One day I visited a friend.
哎，我说爸爸呢？
不会，好。
他太太跟我讲，死在麻将桌上了。
麻将
什么意思啊？他真的死在麻将桌上吗？他才没有死呢。他还在那边自摸了。死在麻将桌上的意思表示什么？他对着麻将有没有办法抵挡啊？
没有。
No, cannot resist.
They no resistance to 麻将。
他没有办法抵挡。
He cannot say no.
第二个。
Secondly.
他没有能力离开。
He has no ability to leave the table.
罪对着我们来讲。
Sin for us.
就是死在罪恶过犯之中。
That's what I mean. We are dead in sin.
我们没有办法离开那个抓着我们的罪。
We cannot leave the captivity of sin.
我们没有能力不犯罪。
We have no ability not to sin.
我想做的我不去做。
What I want to do, I do not do.
我不想做的我却一直去做。
What I do not want to do, I keep on doing them.
但是因着信耶稣的那一刹那。
But because of Christ.
什么东西到我们里面来了？
What come within our heart?
应许的圣灵。
The promise, the Holy Spirit.
今天我们的题目
Today our topic,
就是讲赐生命的圣灵。
We talk about the spirit, the law of the spirit of life.
死在麻将桌上。
Those who are dead on mahjong table.
就是我们没有能力去抵挡。
It shows that we have no ability to resist.
但如今新的生命来了。
But once this new spirit comes.
什么叫新的生命？
New life.
生命里面带着能力，
the life that has power.
这个能力叫我们活过来，
that power make us alive again.
叫我们有能力去抵挡，
so that we have the power to resist.
叫我们有能力离开我们所行的恶，
so that we can live the path of sin that we were at.
简单的一句圣经，
say it simply.
就是这么意思。
This is what it means.
你们死在罪恶过犯之中的时候，
While you were dead in your transgression,
他叫我们活过来。
He made you come alive.
第二节，来，我们念。罗马书八章第二节，来。因为赐生命圣灵的律，在耶稣基督里释放了我，使我脱离了罪和死的律。Okay, let's read English. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. 来，注意看啊。
Please
pay attention. 问年轻人
了啊。I'm going to ask.
How many laws? Law. In the verse 2.
这个经节里面有几个法律？
How many laws?
有几个法律在里面？
The law, okay. He says three. 哪三个来站起来讲 ？Which one is first?
The law of spirit.
挺好啊 ，the first, the law of the spirit of life, 生命圣灵的律。Okay, second one. The law of sin. And the last one? The law of death. 记住啊，三个律。
There are three laws in here.
这三个律今天摆在了一起。
All these three laws together today.
叫我们回到 verse 1.
Let's turn back to the first verse.
This is three verse, three laws.
There are three laws there.
All together.
在一起。
Then we can go back to verse 1.
我们回到第一节。
来，我们一起念。如今那些在基督里的就不定罪了。Therefore, what does it mean? Therefore,
they, 如今，
如今就表示前面有一个原因，晓不晓得
？There's a reason before.
那怎么可以不定罪呢
？How are we normal condemnation?
我死在罪恶过犯之中。
I was faced in sin and transgression.
怎么不定罪呢
？How can there be no condemnation?
有一个事情发生了。
There's one thing that happened.
Okay, let me ask another question. What is law?
什么是法律？
不一定是法律。
律是律。
哎，什么是律 ？What is called the law of gravity? 明白？地心引力的律。
What is the law of gravity? The law.
If I release my finger, where this pen goes? Right? In Tuxedo, New York. It goes down. Tonight, I go back to New Jersey.
今晚上回到 New Jersey.
我手一放，笔往哪里去啊？
My hand let go, where is the pen?
明天早上到法国巴黎去。
You're in Paris tomorrow.
你拿一支笔
hold your pen.
一放
you let go.
笔往哪里去
往下
地心引力的律
The law of gravity.
就是不管你走到哪里
No matter where you are
它这个律是不变的
The law applies.
懂不懂意思啦
You understand.
哎，奇怪，你们不讲话，我也不要讲了。我讲的都出汗了。律就是一直的，一直的，一直的，晓不晓得
？Something that is always constant，
不变的，不变的，不变的。
Always the same。
这里有三个律。
There are three laws there。
我们先看后面两个。
Let's two later two later one。
什么叫 law of sin？
What's the law of sin？
犯罪的律
The law of sin
在 Tuxedo, New York 的时候
When we did here in Tuxedo
看到别人有你没有
When you see things that other people have that you don't have
心里有什么事情啊
What inspired in you
妒忌哦
Envy
气哦
Anger
相反过来
On the contrary
看到我自己有你没有的时候我怎么样
somebody, I have something that you don't have.
Look at me, I'm somebody. 你有别人没有的时候里面自高自大
When you have something that other people don't have, you are so proud.
明天早上回上海
Tomorrow you go back to Shanghai.
到了上海以后
When you get there.
看到别人有你没有早晓得十五年前不要到美国来了。
Oh, wish you have never been to United States.
应该在上海求发展。
I should stay in China and prosper.
看到别人有的你没有，里面起了。
When you see other people, think that I also have.
妒忌的心。
You have envy.
相反过来也是这样，是不是啊？
Then the other way.
这叫做律。
That is the law.
犯罪的律。
The law.
我若心里恨人，我就杀他。
When I have anger in my heart, I will kill.
当我心里贪心，我就偷他。
When I feel greedy, I will steal.
当我看到女人心里起一念，我就亲近她。
When I see a beautiful woman, I want to get close to her.
在纽约是这样子。
It happened here in New York.
到巴黎也是这样子。
What happened the same way in Paris?
也许第一天不是这样子。
Maybe not on the first day.
为什么晓得吧？因为在倒时差。你还没搞清楚呢。
You cannot stay away.
但是。
What?
在正常状况。
Under normal condition.
罪的律。
The law of sin.
第二个什么？死的律。
And then the law of death.
罪的工价就是死。
Penalty of sin is dead.
所以每一个人都要死。
That's why all of us will die.
但是每一个人都说他知道他会死。
Everybody say, well, I know I'm going to die.
但绝对不是明天。
I'm sure not.
你要不要命啊？他好像他可以永远活着。
Everybody knows that he's going to live forever.
弟兄姊妹。
My brothers.
有两个律。
These two laws.
天天抓着我们这个天然人。
Encompass us every day, our nature man.
罪的律
the law of sin,
死的律
the law of death.
我们哪一天再来讲死讲罪啊、哦？今天我们不讲没有时间讲了
Maybe I'll elaborate further some other day.
但圣经告诉我们
What the Bible teaches us.
那个赐生命圣灵的律
The one that will give the spirit of life, the law of spirit of life.
我再问一件事一次我们怎么得着所应许的圣灵啊
Again, I ask you, how do we receive this promised Holy Spirit?
信
好、信信耶稣他就赐给我们是不是靠每天晚上祷告啊
It's because you pray every night
不是靠祷告得圣灵
It's not by prayer you receive the Holy Spirit
祷告不能得着圣灵
By prayer, you cannot get the Holy Spirit.
祷告也许生了五个女儿，来一个儿子。
Maybe you pray for five daughters, you get one son.
但祷告绝对不能让你得着圣灵，好不好
？By prayer, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
按照真理的书
，By the book of truth.
按照主耶稣基督的应许
，By the promise of Jesus Christ.
我们必须听见真理的道。
We must hear the true word of truth.
就是那叫我得救的福音。
That is the gospel of our salvation.
而且信基督。
And also believe in Christ.
我讲过圣经上面所说的信。
Wow, the faith I talked about in the Bible.
不是 once. 不是一次。
It's not once.
必须是 once and ongoing.
That faith is once and continues ongoing.
信耶稣是信了而且要持续的信
You believe and continue to believe
所以我们的信是从开始到结束的
That's why we believe from beginning to end
罗马书说因信以至于信
In the book of Romans it says from faith to faith
From beginning to last
从开始到结束
信是从开始到结束的
from beginning to the end
所以当我们信了耶稣基督
so once we believe in Jesus Christ
我们就得着所应许的圣灵
we receive the blessed, the promised Holy Spirit
这个赐生命的圣灵
the spirit of law the law of spirit and of life
当我们把引擎打开的时候
as you like, turn on the engine
它也发生一个律
There's a law that comes into play
因为生命胜过死亡
Because the law, the life will overcome death
为什么说生命胜过死亡啊
Why do we say the life will overcome death
主耶稣基督说
Jesus Christ help us
我来为着你们的罪白白的舍了
I came to give my soul for your sin
我还要再白白的将生命取回
I will bring my own life back
因为生命在我
Because life is in my hand
复活也在我
Because resurrection, I'm resurrection
讲到这里再看啊，哥林多前书第十五章来
First Corinthians chapter 15
哎，我情愿少讲一点快真的因为我不会讲什么高深的道理了
This is nothing profound I'm talking about you
如果我讲五段经文
If I talk about five verses
这五段经文都能够对我们每个人的灵命产生极大的影响
The verse that can help our spiritual life
够了
That would be more than enough
所以每一次我就是说
你看我要讲的东西还没开始讲，时间已经到了三点半。
好，看啊，哥林多前书第十五章。五十五节到五十七节。林前十五章第五十五节到五十七节。OK, let's read. 死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里呢？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里呢？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。看到没有？看到没有？死哦 ，the law of death。什么是死的权势啊
？What is the power of death？
圣经说就是罪。
That is sin。
The law of sin。
The law of sin。
每天绑着我们。
The law of sin captivates us。
好，这么说吧。今天晚上回家你 fasting， OK， 不吃不吃不吃晚饭。
And now you go back home, you decide to fast。
跟你太太分床。
You sleep in separate bed with your wife。
跑到你家的小房间里面去祷告。
Go to the small room to pray。
主啊。
Father。
我要衷心的祷告。
I want to pray faithfully。
我要彻夜的禁食祷告。
I want to pray fasting all night。
我只有求一件事情。
I ask only one thing。
明天早上我从窗户跳出去的时候，我跟鸟一样会飞。
When I jump out the window tomorrow, I can fly。
你一直祷告到早上六点钟，好不好
？You pray until early that 6 o'clock in the morning。
然后你从家里的二楼开了窗户，
you open the door,
跳出去
，jump out your window。
你往哪里去啊？你一定往地上去。我们没有用的，晓不晓得？
Our body is useless。
但是，生命圣灵的律
，The law of spirit of life，
借着信而且持续的信耶稣
，By faith and by continually believe，
他的能力要住在我们里面
，That power will dwell within us，
所以他可以从 the law of death。And the law of sin set us free.
所以我们可以从死的律跟罪的律出来。
我们换上了一个新的生命。
We have been given a new life.
弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters.
地上有很多这种例子。
There are so many examples on earth.
我手上抱一只小鸟。
I have a bird in my hand.
小鸟所处的地方有没有地心引力啊？
Was there gravity where the bird is going to go?
有没有？
有。
有，你不要说没有哦，有哦。所以明天早上，当我把窗户打开
，When I open the window the next morning，
我把这只鸟往外面一放
，I drop the bird。
你猜这个鸟往哪里去
？Where does the bird go？
它胜过了地心引力的律。
For overcome the law of gravity.
地心引力的律不能够抓住它。
The law of gravity has no effect on him.
所以这只鸟可以翱翔天空。
The bird soar.
想象啊。
Imagine now.
这个鸟飞到一半的时候。
After halfway fly.
心脏病发。这个鸟心脏病发的那一刹那，这个鸟往哪里去？没有例外。
No exception. The moment he suffered a heart attack, he dropped.
我不是说信耶稣就会发心脏病啊、哦，你别弄错
了。I'm not saying that you're going to suffer a heart attack.
我只告诉你
，I mentioned to you.
鸟也受地心引力的律的控制。
Even bird is under the law of gravity.
就像我们这个人受罪和死的律的控制。
Just like we are under the control law of sin and death.
但当鸟会飞的生命活在这一只鸟里面的时候
，As long as the bird has life,
地心引力的律仍然存在。
And the law of gravity is still there.
但是这个鸟可以胜过地心引力的律。
The law can the bird can overcome the law of gravity.
飞向青天。
Fly up to the sky.
我们也是一样。
The same way with us.
你刚刚讲唱的这首诗歌。
The hymn we sang before.
天离地有何等的高？
As high as heaven is from the earth.
主的恩典对我也是何等的大。
So much is his grace to me.
东离西何等的远。
As far as east from the west.
你叫罪恶离我也多远。
You put my sin as far away.
弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
是生命圣灵的律。
The one who gave the law or spirit of life.
借着信耶稣基督。
By believing in Jesus Christ.
住在我们里面。
Come to dwell within us.
我们这个人。
We, this person.
就可以胜过罪和死的律。
Now we can overcome the law of sin and death.
什么时候罪和死的律又回来辖制我们？
When will the law of sin and death come to captivate us again?
当生命圣灵的律在你里面。
When the law of the spirit of life.
你不理他。
When you ignore him.
你也不为他。
You don't see it.
你好像他不存在一样。
You pretend it doesn't exist.
这个时候就像那个鸟怎么样啊？
That's when you're going to be like a bird with a heart attack.
基督徒有一个应许。
Are we as Christians receive a promise?
天上来的应许。
A promise from heaven.
我们可以胜过罪的律，也可以胜过死的律。
The promise that we can overcome the law of sin and law of death.
但我肉体软弱。
But the weakness of our body.
我每个礼拜天坐在这边的时候都是喜乐的笑。
I come here and I'm full of joy.
我回去，我想下个礼拜我可以过得胜的生活。
I thought I can live a victorious life.
明天早上起来开车到公司。
When I go to the work next morning.
一看到老板的脸色。
I saw my boss's face.
我马上掉到地上都死了。
I'm back on earth.
弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
从现在开始。
From this day on.
要好好的喂养圣灵。
We must feed that the spirit of life.
要好好的听圣灵的带领。
We must submit to the law of the spirit of life.
因为圣灵告诉我们。
Because the spirit tells us.
主的话。
That his word.
是我心里所赞美的。
Is something that I should pray.
我每天要用主的话赞美我的神。
I must praise God with his word.
而你不要。
And not to you.
你一定要生活当中发生某些事情让你高兴，你就来赞美神。
Not that until something good happens to you, then you praise God.
你看看我们离圣灵有多远哦。
See how far we are away from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit tells us.
主的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Is a lamp to our path and light for our on our way.
但我不是这样想。
But this is what.Not what I think.
我的安全感
My security.
是从我银行的这个 saving check 里面的数字来的
my security comes from my checking account.
我的安全感
my security.
我的价值观
my value.
圣经告诉我们 主的话是我脚前的灯路上的光
that his word is the lamp to our path.
什么叫光什么叫什么叫脚前的灯什么叫路上的光啊脚前有灯，路上有光，我走在路上就不害怕。
Because when there is lamp in front of us, we will have no fear as we walk.
我们今天都害怕。
Today we are fearful.
全美国
，in the whole country，
所有医院的病床里面啊
，all the bed in the hospital，
每四张 hospital bed。每四张医院的病床
every four hospital bed
上面就对着一个需要住院治疗的精神 disorder 人 depression whatever
there's somebody who suffer from mental disorder
yeah, mental disorder that's right 每四个就一个
one out every four bed
美国心脏病发的时候是什么时候最多啊有没有做护士的做医生的当中
anybody who knows when the heart attack most
早上
在美国
发心脏病最多的就是礼拜一早上4点到6点。第一个早上血比较浓。
Because your blood was thicker than you.
第二个 over the weekend 乱吃。
Also you have been overeating over the week.
第三个
Thirdly,
想到早上那个老板啊。
When you think about you have to see your boss.
血管马上紧起来。你不要以为我开玩笑。美国有个笑话。What is called happiness?
什么是快乐？我用英文讲了，你用中文翻了。
Happiness is
快乐就是
when you eat breakfast.
当你吃早饭的时候。
And you suddenly see
你突然看见
your boss's picture is shown on the milk carton.
老板的照片在。
牛奶罐上那个照片是什么？
失踪。
Missing person, right? 我们最高兴的就是老板死了。
My boss is dead. Or missing. Forever. Missing forever.
这些都是我们。
Need a hard life.
我们不需要笑别人。
We do not have to laugh at others.
我们都一样的。
We are all suffer the same thing.
所以弟兄姊妹结束以前
close,
你不要以为我们有东西讲了
nowadays, this is the end.
讲圣灵下次还要来讲
There are so many to talk about the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵一切都作废
Because without the Holy Spirit, everything is in vain.
只有让神应许的圣灵活在我们里面
Only when the promised Holy Spirit lives within us
The law of the spirit of life can overcome the law of sin and death.
只有生命的道可以胜过死跟罪的道的律。
我们一定要让神的灵自由自在的。
We must let the Holy Spirit live freely within us.
带领我们。
To lead us.
带领到一个地步
to lead us to a degree.
我这个人也愿意神的灵神的话讲话的时候我愿意转过来顺从他
Now we are willing to submit to him.
顺从肉体的
Anybody who is governed by the flesh
就是死
is dead.
顺从圣灵的
Those who are governed by the spirit
就是生命与平安
Life and peace
愿主耶稣基督的平安
May the peace of Lord Jesus Christ
借着神的灵常与我们同在
be with us all the time,
借着圣灵
through the Holy Spirit,
常把基督的爱浇灌在我们里面
that you fill our heart with his love,
一旦我们里面有爱
once we are filled with his love,
一旦里面有平安
once we have his peace,
我们就开始笑了
we can begin to smile.
就像我年轻的时候
just remember when I was young,
我一个老板常常叫我去
my boss always call me
一个美国人
American.
Come. 我说什么事啊
What do you want?
Tell me
跟我讲
But how come you are so happy every day?
你有什么好高兴的
不是你每天都这么高兴怎么回事啊
Why are you so happy all the time?
他打我的薪水啊
He took my salary check
He knows it我住的房子是什么样子啊
he know the size of my house.
他也见过我太太我太太没有他太太漂亮
he know my wife.
可是他问我 How come you are so happy
你为什么那么高兴
Every day 所以我跟他讲的时候他告诉我 Stop Don't confuse me more I'm confused already
我已经够混乱了
我跟他讲 Jesus 刚讲到 Jesus Christ 他就 stop me stop shut up don't say anything don't confuse me
the moment I say Jesus is stop
这些人我们不管他了
these are people that are beyond
他们也许已经都到地狱里去了
he's already there
你不愿意就没有办法了是不是
if you are not willing there's nothing they can do
圣经说
the Bible teaches
你们不要把珍珠丢给猪哦
don't give the pearl to the pig
免得他践踏了珍珠回过头来还咬你
Because he's going to step on it and turn around and bite you
是不是每个人都要给他传福音的
So we give the share the gospel to everyone
那些故意与神作乱的
Those who are purposely against God
亵渎神明的
Who profane his name
你不需要再很厉害去跟他传福音
There's no reason to
Until the moment
Until
神改变他，
他
才不会践踏珍珠。回来咬你一口，哎，你还要去打那个什么什么的。哦，时间过了啊，对不起啊，我们祷告。
主耶稣，人的口人的话实在有限，但我们深深相信你的见证，我们已经尽心尽力。
We have heard your testimony.
愿你继续带领我们。
May you continue to guide us.
该继续讲的话。
So that all the word that you teach us.
住在我的里面。
Will dwell within us.
该继续听的话。
The word that we need to hear.
住在我们的里面。
That we can continue to hear.
好叫我们在见面的时候。
So that the day we meet again.
神得到更高的荣耀。
And your name will be glorified.
我们也都能够在主里面长大，荣耀归给神。谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。好，谢谢主。